This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, January 22nd, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Various media reports today suggest the Pentagon is sending up to 1,500 troops to help secure the southern border as President Trump pushes to stem the tide of migrants entering the country. The exact number of troops and which ones would deploy, still unclear. It is expected deployment comes just 2 days after Trump signed multiple executive orders relating to troop presence at the border. Texas 15th District Representative Monica De La Cruz says President Trump has a mandate from the American people.
The American people made their voice loud and clear. They want a secure border. They want an America that is safe. They want economic prosperity. And President Trump will do that. We will see tremendous change from the Biden administration's chaos that has occurred under him, both on the border and in the economy.
De La Cruz says the border must be secure, but is also fully aware that agriculture needs a reliable workforce. She believes the new administration and Congress can get the job done.
We've already proven under President Trump's first term that we can have a safe and secure border. And not only that, but in the 118th Congress, I worked with a bipartisan group that focused on the H-2A program on labor for the ag community. We came up with some bipartisan solutions that we feel can pass successfully out of the House, the Senate, and sign into law. We know how important these workers are to our ag community, so we're committed to get it done in the 119.
De La Cruz does not fear the president's effort toward deportation.
President Trump has been very clear. He is going to start with the criminals and the cartels. If you're a criminal, you must leave our country immediately. And if you are a cartel member, watch out, because there's going to now be law and order under President Trump.
Clean Fuels Alliance Chairman Kent Engelbrecht is aware the new Trump administration will have a tremendous influence on the future of renewable fuel. At today's meeting in San Diego, Engelbrecht told AgriPulse Sarah Wyatt, there are no guarantees.
We've dealt with uncertainty before. I would say right now, I'm not always the most optimistic person of things. I tend to lean on the other side, but I see that these are opportunities to get our message in front of the right people. There are a lot of people that don't know what we do and what we can do and the potential that's out there. Those audiences of the new people in those seats are ripe for us to deliver this message, and I think we can deliver a message that does appeal to them, to so many different things. I look forward to the challenges.
Engelbrecht says agriculture has an answer for whatever energy parameters any state wants to provide.
If you've got environmental, like we have here in California, then we've got a product for you. If it's something you want to help the farmers in your area, again, put together a program that works for incentivizing the use of the fuel. Biofuel, soybean, canola, you name it, used cooking oil, animal fat. All of those states, all those jurisdictions can choose what they want to do, and that's where we fit in.
Kenneth Hartman, president of the National Corn Growers Association, encouraged by recent announcements by the Biden administration, and is hopeful President Trump shows favor for renewable transportation fuel.
It's a new year, and we're going to see what happens. We hope that they can keep things going, because we definitely need the 45Z for, you know, SAF and for our ethanol areas.
Were you pleased to see some of the flexibilities in the program that you didn't have before?
Oh, it's definitely good that they unbundled some things. Obviously, they added some things. I know now we don't, not only no-till, but there's some minimum till. There's some different areas there when it comes to when you apply your nitrogen and you know, working with nitrogen stabilizers. So there's some options there we're happy that they put in. We just got to have more clarity in the end.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.